Hello, it is Wednesday the 25th of June and the time is 10 to 1 in the morning, so it's only just the 25th of June and I haven't done one of these for a long time, as I have been informed by a few people, kind of them, to miss me. Well, the last one I'd done was Boiler Fixed. And it's not, because we had people staying and the boiler would only work for about two and a half minutes. So they were kind enough to alter the settings on it to see if they could get it to go any longer. After about 2.5, 3 minutes, about 2.5 minutes, I think I timed it out, it would shut off. Give it 30 seconds and it was fine, it would work again and so on. Anyway, when they left, I tried a few things, couldn't get it to go for any longer time, so I boxed it up and took it back to Wharton's. He said, who put it in? I said, well, got someone, obviously, to fit it properly. And he said, oh, right, okay. He said, because we should have installed it. I said, oh, right, didn't realise that. Yeah, he said, but we'll send someone out because they'll need to see it in situ. So I said, well, obviously I've taken it down now. That's okay, well, someone will be in touch. And yesterday, I think it was, the phone rang and the guy said, yeah, basically it sounds, he said, like the carbon monoxide. I think it's that. Carbon monoxide sensor, the flue, the bit that takes the gases away, is not clearing properly, he said, and there's a sensor in there and that's shutting it off. He said, we can come out and fix it, we can come out and look at it, it's €15 plus tax call out and €35 plus tax an hour. So I said, okay, well, give us your number and I'll get back to you if I've got any problems. So off I go to see if I could fix it. Well, last year, I can't remember, we had some, where the flue runs into the chimney, we had rain getting in there. We had a big downpour and there was not a lot of rain, but there was rain getting in. So someone put a cowling up on the chimney for us, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder if that's what's causing the problem. So I got up on the roof and took it off, fired the boiler up, refitted it and fired it up, and hey presto, it's fine. It works, it was working, had it going for about 3.5 minutes plus. No problem at all. What must have been happening is the gases were going up the chimney, but the cowling was not allowing them to escape quick enough. So, of course, it was just feeding back to the boiler, and the boiler was doing its job and switching it off. So that was that. I'm very pleased about it, I must admit. Because I really didn't want to call people out and, you know, I was thinking, is the boiler buggered? But it wasn't. So, there's good news there. Also, a friend of ours gave us a laptop. It's an older laptop, but Shirley's one is packed up. And they said, well, look, we've got this one spare, which we're not using. So, you know, you're more than welcome to use it. It's just stuck behind the sofa doing nothing, so I got it, and anyway, cut a long story short, I got into it, and it had Windows 7 on it, which I don't think was actually a proper copy, because there was a notification on it, and it was absolutely full of crap. Do you want to speed up your internet? Do you want to check the, we think you've got viruses, and so on and so forth, and that was on boot up, so it took about sort of 3 or 4 minutes to start just closing all the windows down. thought, this is just no good at all. So I put Linux on it, Ubuntu 12.4, I think it is, because Shirley's only going to use it for Facebook and Skype, nothing else. I put that on it, and I've used it before, and I was very impressed with it. I think it's just a brilliant system. It does everything you basically need. No, I mean, you can't play games on it, I guess, like you know, Skyrim and Grand Theft Auto and all those, but you can do everything else with it. And for someone who just wants a basic computer, it's brilliant. And I was playing about with it earlier today, and it really is quite fast. It's an i3, so the computer's an i3 chip in it, so it's not slow. But with this Ubuntu on it, it really is quite slick. Actually, quite impressed by it. And I've been looking at updating my MacBook. The price of SSDs have now come down considerably, I'm thinking of putting an SSD in it. It's a late 2010 model. Putting an SSD in it and updating the RAM. I mean, it's not overly sluggish, but it would certainly give it a new lease of life. So that's something I might do in the future. What else have we been up to? Well, usual stuff. Out for pensioners' meals. We went the other week. Last Friday we went, and the Friday before that we went and found a small bit of plastic in the... I think I may have told you about this, but anyway, John found a bit of plastic in his fish, I think, or something. And he said to them about it. But yeah, they were pretty good. Just give us a free meal. Well, gave him a free meal. And popped down to the station today, pick up Rose's daughter, because she's over for a few weeks. So I went down there and had a coffee and a chill out in the sunshine. It's been a bit cloudy lately, but it's still warm. It's still shorts weather. It makes quite a nice change, because we did have some extremely high temperatures a couple of weeks ago. It was absolutely sweltering, and it was apparently it's broken records for highest temperatures here at that time of year. They were even giving out warnings in the Algarve for people to be very careful. And I know I put the thermometer in the shade. I think it was in the afternoon. It was in the shade, and it was reading something like 35 degrees. It was absolutely, yes, sweltering. And we had that for about 3 or 4 days, but then it cooled off quite a bit. And it's been really nice lately. It's just sort of like a, you know, decent UK summer. So, I mean, it's never going to be cold here in these months. I know Lloyd Bailey's going into winter now, but we've got a way off for that. And that's about it, really. I can't think of anything else that I've been up to, really. I did go to the cinema. Of course, I'll have to have a look through these to see if I should keep up. I've been very lazy, and I should do these a little bit more frequent than what I've been doing them. But football has been taking up a lot of my time, with obviously the World Cup going on. And I've been watching nearly all of the matches, and continuing to do so. So it's been taking up a considerable amount of time. But I will try and do these a bit more regular, even if I do 2 or 3 a week. So apologies for not doing them, and I'll speak to you later on. Bye for now.